And yeah,
just, that would be one.
Yes, just to have some updates on, you know, especially your ambitions in helping other people. It's just something beautiful that I think the world needs more of.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's everything that you said was so wonderful. I'm really just honored to be, you know, on your radio show. It's an honor to be speaking with you as well, and thank you so much.
Yeah, it just talking about the past of Dr. Akfan, who was introduced to us through your grandfather.
Mm.
And just to be encouraged by his speeches of when he was telling us about the negative hate speeches and radio programs that were used in like Rwanda, Bosnia, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, all these places where huge atrocities happened in the world, genocide and just terrible things. And he said the thing that linked them all together were these negative radio programs. And at the time, it was just the passing of Councillor Fari, and I was just ready to, you know, fold in and end the program. And then when I heard this, it made me realize we need to keep this positive program going. I don't want some negative hate speech radio station to take over. So,
yeah.
You know, it's something that has been linking us all together in providing positivity and human growth and empowerment for human rights and justice. And yes, I'm just very happy and glad that we were able to have this short little interview and get a glimpse into how you're doing and what you're doing to improve the world also.
Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it especially, I think we all have, we come from different cultural backgrounds, but, you know, like you said, at the end of the day, you know, humanity is meant to be one family. We live on one planet, and that's it, you know, so
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, we thank you for giving you some of your time and just giving some good positive energy and words for myself and our listeners out there. So we're looking forward to again having you come on our program and share some more and get a little bit more of that positive energy that we all so desperately need, especially at a time like this in this world.
Absolutely, I would look forward to that.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna have to wrap this up, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again. You have a great week and weekend, and lots of blessings to you.
Thank you so much, and you as well.
Okay. Bye bye for now.
All right. Bye now.
All right. All right, that was Leah Sheshbera Daran, and very, very wonderful person. And thank you, Lady Fahima, for bringing her to our show.
No, not at all. Leah Sheshbera Daran, that we had a recorded interview. That she's graduated only 1 year from Ottawa University, and also is within a year, she's a social worker, a fabulous social worker, devoted. And because of the timing and differences of the hours, we had to record. Otherwise, in the past, we were supposed to have it live. Conversation, live interview at the station. And thanks to Mr. Mowafiq, the grandfather of Leah, grandfather of Leah Shesh Baradaran, and to arrange this interview, unique interview, that I'm sure we are going to continue our conversation and our activity together in the very near future. And I'm wishing the very best for Leah Shesh Baradaran and his wonderful, her wonderful family, and that they accompany all the way and putting, you know, all the positivity in the action and in the positive way in this world, in this very unusual world. The world is changing and it become really more violence, and it's so nice to know and to recognize humanity is still active, and we have a marvelous people, young people like Leah Shesh Baradaran from Ottawa, between Ottawa and Toronto. Her activity is in that regard, as far as I know, and I wish her the very many blessings on her path.
Yes, thank you so much, and a big thank you to Mr. Salar for introducing and bringing her his granddaughter onto the show, and also their whole involvement, like the book, The People with No Camel. It's a true story,
yes.
And it'll melt anybody's heart. Anybody that reads that, man, it's just so powerful, and it's no surprise that these people are succeeding so strongly in life and being a big difference makers in this world, even though they didn't go through that hardship of their grandparents and mother and auntie that went through those struggles.
Yes.
Out of Persia in the midst of revolution and all sorts of atrocities that happened there. A big shout out to them over there that are suffering right now.
Yes.
We wish them well, and we hope that everything gets resolved. And we thank all our listeners for joining us, and we're going to carry on with the program. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with my brother Shkwait Shekhlach, but we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with Shkwait Shekhlach, but for now, we're going to play him his song of the week that he chose for us, and this is Chubbawamba, Dub Thumping, and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Listen.
That sure brought us back a few years ago. Chabawamba, Tub Thumping. That was the song of Shkwait Shakhlach, my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother that survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. And the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very big extreme survivalist and somebody that I really look up to and look forward to hearing what made him tick and survive all those traumas and tribulations. Welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good today. Almost to the point of complaining about it's too hot.
Yeah. We all get like that sometimes.
And we're satisfied.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we do have our subject today, and our subject is on compassion. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Compassion. You know, before I was, you know, what they would call narcissistic. You know, didn't give a damn about anybody but myself. You know, we're hurting, so what? That's your problem. You know, that's narcissistic. We don't care, you know. And that's how I kind of see the world has become. We've all become more self-centered, more narcissistic. And, you know, once I was smitten with all my ailments and trials and tribulations, you know, that made me start being more compassionate, because, you know, you yourself and all the rest of our family and friends showed me compassion, because, you know, I was right there, you know, almost 2 feet in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it wasn't for you guys' compassion, I probably would have just gave up and preceded our forefathers.
Mm.
But, you know, and compassion, you know, it's like I say, it's always got to start with positivity.
Mm.
You know, because I kind of see in most of not the rural society we have now here in North America, we're kind of a little more compassionate, I notice.
Mm.
But, you know, it's more the metropolitan areas that are self-centered and more narcissistic.
Mm.
That they haven't learned to be more compassionate to others.
Mm.
And for them, you know, they didn't get the promotion. They self-sabotage, you know.
Mm.
We get down on ourselves, say, oh, I'm dumb, I'm stupid, you know. And then yet we have friends, and, you know, you can't call them dumb and stupid when they fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to uplift them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though we're narcissistic and self-centered, you know, we all have a friend or two.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have failures.
Mm.
You know, and even though we're self-centered, we try uplift them, try be kind and bring them up. So we got to, you know, in order to be more compassionate, we have to be more kind to ourselves, forgiving of our own failures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then from there we can build up being compassionate to those around us.
Mm.
And, you know, before we know it, we'll have a little more kind neighborhood, kind city, suburb.
Mm.
You know, you know, and like I say, it always starts with positivity.
Mm. Yeah, it's so right. And, you know, when we start with ourselves, it's kind of very contagious. So if we work on ourselves and we decide, like, yeah, I want to be more compassionate and show it and work towards it, it starts to grow in other people around us, surrounding us, and it just starts to grow all of us together. As we always talk about human rights and compassion on our program, and that's one way to grow it, is to use it on ourselves, be compassionate to ourselves, be easy on ourselves, and it's easy to see it in others, and we can all grow together and make this world better by reflecting this compassion on ourselves as well as the people around us. So, yeah, we really thank you for all your insights and showing us, you know, what helped you get through all those difficulties and traumas and tribulations that happened to you in your life.
Yeah, you know, it's like the rinds of a tree, you know. It starts off with one core, and then as it is a little more compassionate, you know, the rinds grow.
Mm.
Like, you know, we're a sick, what are those big trees in California?
With the sequoias and the redwoods?
Yeah, yeah. You know, before you know it, that's the community.
Mm.
Yeah. It grows from the core and grows. So, yeah. And, you know, it's like the song that I just requested, you know. You're never going to keep me down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we got to think of.
Yeah.
You know, because most of the time, it's us keeping ourselves down.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah, so we gotta show ourselves kindness.
Mm, beautiful.
Yeah, so that's my thoughts and ideas about compassion.
Beautiful and wonderful as usual. We really thank you for joining us and sharing your time with us and your wonderful songs. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Yeah, I thank you guys there behind the mics, the guys behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love, and I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, and we're wishing you a well and steady, positive recovery from your ailments, and we'll say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkina, BC, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Ashanti dreams of writing wonderful books. Tomas dreams of building the cities of the future. Cassie dreams of going home, of sleeping in her own bed, of turning 10. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and 1 in 5 will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
All right, we're back. So we're going to play. Coming up next, we'll be talking with Lady Faima and Charlotte, the host of Call Me Negotiator. But first, we're going to play a song from Jefferson Airplane, and this is White Rabbit, and it's a psychedelic blues cover. So let's have a listen to that and enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Song from Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, and it's a psychedelic electric blues cover from a group called Badgerino Hits. Badgerino Hits, I guess they like to do covers. Anyways, we do have with us Charlotte, and she's the host of Call Me Negotiator, and would love to hear your words on our subject, compassion.
Right. Well, first of all, thank you. And I actually just checked on the dictionary what compassion is identified. And it says that compassion is a feeling of pity and sympathy and understanding for someone who is suffering. So I think we in today's world, we do have so many situations or scenarios for us to grow compassion, because it's not really a peaceful world. However, we are so fortunate to be in a peaceful part of the world. Mm-hmm. So we are privileged. And at the same time, if we being able to aware and recognize that we're privileged, we are blessed. So having compassion by not ignoring what's going on the other part of the world where people are suffering, I think it's an education for us. So I would say it's really hard to feel exactly how people who are suffering are going through, because we're not experiencing it. But at least we should keep that in mind and do what we could, and realize that we are all big family. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's so true to be able to understand people, what they're going through, and the traumas that they're suffering. And I'll always like to hear from you, because you have a lot of empathy. And it's such a wonderful thing to see and feel and hear, We thank you for just your dedication to bring us to China.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank our brothers and sisters out in China for joining us and, just helping us to all have compassion for one another and grow together and experience this life in a more positive outlook and make a difference in this world. So we thank you, and we thank Lady Fahima for bringing in some of our guests.
Thank you.
We're going to be ending this program now. So we thank all our listeners for joining us. And next week, I'll be giving you an update on what we're doing with the Human Rights Tribunal concerning my course, involvement with rectifying things with RCMP. So we urge you to stay close by and listen to Call Me Negotiator with Charlotte. She's coming up next, and also with Jacob and the art show. So stay tuned for that. And,
fantastic, yes.
And we'll let you guys go with some Baba Loonies and Foam Breakers. So have a listen. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.